Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of the Adam Friedland Show podcast. As we've alluded to in the last couple of weeks, we are in dire financial straits these days. We're trying to save the business. We are being threatened by potentially filing for Chapter 7 or 11 bankruptcy. So what many of you don't know is that those of you who don't subscribe to our Patreon... Hello and welcome to the Adam Friedland Show podcast, very special episode. Before we start, I just want to introduce you guys. A lot of people, the show is kind of has hit, kind of like in any long relationship, you're like with a girl, sometimes you don't fuck for a couple months, and Nick and I are kind of in that kind of stage right now. I think it's become apparent to the fans, and they want to get us fucking again. They want to spice up our relationship a little bit, and a lot of you have been asking for an official Adam Friedland Show podcast mascot. And so I came back from the weekend. I was in Detroit last weekend. Thank you to everyone who came to the shows in Detroit and Boston. They were incredible shows. And I came back. The studio was spotless. He cleaned for me, which it made me feel good. And also, I saw this gentleman over here, and Nick... brought into our lives the new official Adam Friedland Show mascot. This is Mr. Hashimoto. He was once a file cabinet, and now he is kind of a Japanese salaryman, kind of a bukkake style. You know the deal. Also, guys, on the Patreon side, I just wanted to mention, for those of you who subscribe to the Patreon, this Monday or Tuesday, you saw our first installment of the Adam Friedland Show digital short series, which will now be a weekly occurrence. Nick and I will be making one digital shorts style sketch a week on Patreon for our intrepid Patreon subscribers. Also, we released a lot of other exclusive content this week, the shooting script for the last episode of the Paul Schrader episode of the talk show. And also, we're going to figure out how to do, for our Patreon subscribers, if you don't subscribe, these were some props that Nick made for the last sketch that didn't actually end up making it into the episode, but we want to figure out a way for our subscribers on Patreon to have a contest or something. We don't know how to do it specifically, but we're going to be doing it in the next couple of weeks. For these exclusive, Nick ordered these PS5 cases. I'll get to you in a second. PS5 cases, and he got a photo printer and then photoshopped these PlayStation games. For instance, Master of the Senate, Lyndon Johnson, the Robert Caro. This is the PS5 game. This is The Last Bit of Pussy Part 2. Of course, the Capcom Boys Don't Cry. And who could forget Gay Madden 24, which I hear is quite good. Oh, The Holy Quran. This is good too. So guys, if you don't subscribe to Patreon and you want to enter the contest and you want to see the new digital short series, of course, the weekly podcast, and enter a chance for you to win one of these exclusive PS5 games developed by Nick Mullen for our last sketch that didn't make it in because it was a nightmare of a scenario, and I'm glad it's behind us. Finally, because money is getting tight, we did also have a Fuck a Fan challenge, and I'd like to introduce you guys to the winner of the Fuck a Fan challenge. You want to introduce yourself, your name?
Hey, out there in TV land, my name is Riley. Adam let me fuck him, and he fucked me.
I wouldn't say let you. It was kind of I had to.
Yeah, he had to let me fuck him. It was me fucking Adam.
Just kidding. That was a kind of a nasty joke. Riley and I are good friends. This is my friend Riley Walker.
We're pals.
He is a Grammy Award-winning musician. You've worked
never with, even been in the consideration of the conversation for a Grammy.
You've worked with everyone from Robert Plant to... John Bonham to...
Yeah, Bonzo. Me and Bonzo used to hit it hard back
Mr.
in the late
Keith
70s.
Moon, of course.
R.I.P.
Brian Eno, Brian Pinheiro.
Pinheiro.
You worked with all of them. He's a very talented musician, probably I would venture to say musical genius. He never would. So everyone give it up for Riley Walker, Mr. Guaranteed 11 Inches, Riley Walker. Welcome to the show, pal. Nick's on the road. But we will I think we should check back in with Nick later on in the episode.
Yeah, let's give Nick a shout. I'm doing you no favors by being on here. I'm nobody at all, so I really appreciate it.
Well, I mean, yeah, in the music community, I think you're quite heralded and like well-respected, but definitely in the podcast fan audience, I think you might receive death threats.
Yeah, I'm going to be like transferring at Union Station and get a knife in my side. I'm not really looking forward to it because I'm not Nick and I'm not like a
by virtue of the fact that you're not Nick, I've put actually your life in danger.
Yeah, I'm going to die. It's totally worth it.
Which is kind of how Jews all around the country are feeling right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe walk a mile in our shoes.
Yeah. I'm finally there.
With a rise in anti-Semitism. Riley is a buddy of mine, very funny dude. And musician, and also he was an OG fan of Cumtown.
Yeah. You guys were big on the stereo back in the day, in the tour van and stuff.
You listened on a stereo.
On a stereo, on a boombox.
Yeah. I remember. I don't know if it's. I think I asked you if I could say this before, but when Riley liked to party a little bit too much.
I had a problem.
He had to go away to a place that teaches you not to party anymore.
A clinic.
And our friends would explain Cumtown bits that he was missing because of your incarceration.
Yeah, in handwritten letter form.
He was getting Cumtown bits written by hand by our friends Brian.
Yeah, it was contraband. They got it into the rehab, and I would read it and laugh and. It got me one day closer to serenity, and I'm here now with you, and it's a real joy.
So I essentially got you a little bit.
Yeah, you got me clean. Like, I owe it to Adam.
Yeah.
I owe it to Adam because I'm clean.
It's pretty sick.
5 years. 5 years now.
5 years clean. Let's give it up for Riley.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
He used to be one of the most fun guys. Now he's...
And now I suck.
Now you suck.
Yeah, ice me.
Yeah, congratulations to you, of course. Contraband. So Brian took it in like his ass or something.
No, it was mailed in letter form, but you know they would like read the letters and there'd be like, hey, I hope you're doing well. You know, there'd be like some sort of communication at first, and then when we passed the first paragraph, it's like a prison letter, and then the rest was just funny stuff that you were saying at the time, and it was
I'm sure it wasn't anything I was saying. I'm sure it was more.
No, you're a really funny guy.
What did they say? And then they said Adam, and then they were like, Adam, you're gay.
Yeah, a lot of stuff calling you gay.
And you laughed while you were in. A drugs
drug withdrawal, rehab. Yeah.
Withdrawal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. While a nurse like, was by my side holding my hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like that?
Yeah. You're like withdrawing and having nightmares and pissing and shit in the bed, you know?
Oh, no. I thought it was more of a sexual. When you say nurse, I think porn.
No, I wasn't getting jerked off or anything. It was a total clinical thing.
Yeah.
I don't even think my dick worked at the time.
Your dick didn't work.
I was dying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. We're glad you're here.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, buddy. Thanks a lot. I like being alive.
Congratulations. We're very proud of you. I'm a big fan of Riley.
Thanks, pal.
He's one of the best guys I know, pretty much.
Oh, thanks.
And that's why we call him Mr. Guaranteed 11 Inches, of course.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys.
And that's a guarantee to every guy watching.
Who canceled on this to make me come on the podcast?
Nick had to go on the road.
Nick had to go on the road. Yeah, and you thought of your coolest, most famous friend, me.
I thought of my friend that needs this.
Yeah, I need this pretty bad, actually. My career's in a real downturn.
I made up a Fuck a Fan challenge, right? And I sent it to you in an email, and it seemed like there were other people...
You couldn't get Sufjan Stevens?
No.
Couldn't get Sufjan?
Brother, I made up a
You don't have the poll for Sufjan?
I made up a
fan. This show sucks.
First of all, Sufjan Stevens, I don't think he'd like this very much.
He would love it.
You think so?
Yeah, close personal friend.
What's his vibe like?
I've actually never met Sufjan Stevens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I assume he'd write a whole concept album about it.
Yeah. Can you... So Riley... So one thing I was thinking today is like we can... Riley has, you know, a lot of contacts in the music industry.
You're a veteran
of...
Indie rock. Yeah, the indie rock business. I know everybody pretty much except Sufjan.
Yeah. So like, you know, you have a lot of... I'm sure in your you know, address book or whatever it is on the iPhone, you have a lot of names in there. A
ton of big names, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, Mr. Dave Matthews, for instance.
Dave, yeah. Sure. Dave's David.
You think we should we call him right now?
Maybe he's on safari right now. He likes to go to the motherland a whole lot.
Oh yeah, I'm South African as well.
Yeah, you guys are South African brothers.
Yeah. Well, not biologically, but you think he's he wouldn't like to be called right now.
I don't know.
Just call him right now, then.
Okay.
Drink yourself to death?
Yeah, he drank himself stupid and then he died.
I feel like no one's drank themselves to death since Hendrix.
Hendrix drowned in a bathtub with a bottle of wine. He joked on his own vomit. And his penis was huge, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well.
Yeah.
Left-handed penis.
Left-handed penis, yeah. He had a left-handed penis.
Are you texting David Matthews first?
No.
Really? I mean, Riley, I thought you would love it.
If you're doing this to get close to Dave Matthews, I'm on here for the wrong reasons.
Listen, brother, I'm not. Yeah, maybe I am using. You text Dave Matthews?
You texted Dave Matthews.
What'd you say?
So what's up? Are you available for a call?
Really?
Yeah.
So Riley actually was a Dave Matthews fan growing up, and you recorded a covers album.
Yeah, and everybody hated it, and I lost the record label. I was on a ton of money.
But everyone hated it except for who?
Except for Dave Matthews.
Mr. Dave Matthews.
Yeah, Dave Matthews respected it.
Dave Matthews,
good guy.
Shouts out to Dave Matthews.
Very good guy. Lost the record label, tens of thousands of dollars, still recovering from debt. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're jaded from the music industry. Riley.
Yeah, I'm independent.
Yeah, you're independent.
I'm totally independent.
Riley, like, has been telling me for years, he's like, I'm done with the rocker dream.
Yeah, the rocker dream is done. Podcasters have all the money now, and you took all the fame.
So you think
you siphoned it from us?
We are kind of the new.
Yeah, you're the new rock stars, and it's painful.
Really? It must really suck for you guys.
Yeah, man, life is pretty fucking shit. It's not cool. It's really bad, actually. Yeah, I'm out here dying, dude. I'm like not okay. I've lost everything.
No, you're fine, dude.
I'm all right for today.
You're happy. Should we prank Nick?
Yeah, you want to give Nick a call?
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a call. He's in a bad mood. What should the prank be, though?
Where is he?
He doesn't want to be on the road right now.
He's on the road doing comedy.
He's doing comedy.
Yeah.
He's a real... I'll say this.
Hello?
Hey, dude, we got a big problem.
What's up?
I came into the studio and Mr. Hashimoto is covered in blood and cum. Mr. Hashimoto is covered in blood and cum.
So?
You're pranked.
What do you mean?
There are other guys here, they're laughing their asses off right now. I fucking pranked your ass. You really thought that a file cabinet could get brutally sexually assaulted. I mean, that's...
Well, why couldn't it?
I don't know, because it doesn't have a pussy, dude. It's made out of metal.
Yeah, I've fucked metal things before.
Oh, yeah, Riley's here. He says hi.
Hey, Riley.
Hey, buddy.
I don't think you understand how cum works.
I think I understand how cum works, brother.
It can go on anything. It doesn't have to go on, it doesn't have to be like a person. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. Like on the floor or in a toilet. Oh, Nick, guess what? You're double pranked. We're on the fucking show right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Guess what?
No.
You must feel like a real fucking idiot right now.
So I don't understand. Do we still have the file cabinet character or no?
The file cabinet character, yeah, we still have it.
Okay, well, if I'm on the show, I guess I better get into show mode. What is up? Good afternoon. Welcome to the Adam Friedland Show.
Welcome to the Adam Friedland Show.
Hey, Nick, thanks for letting me be on. I really appreciate it. I need this more than you need me.
Okay, could you not?
Sorry.
Yeah, you interrupted him.
Sorry.
It's pretty rude, actually.
Could you not?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Please?
Sorry. Yeah,
I'm doing the... Good afternoon.
Go ahead. One more. 3, 2, 1.
Wow.
Nick?
Wow.
I was counting you down.
Wow.
Just do your good afternoon, brother. Come on.
Well, now I feel patronized.
I'm not patronizing. Okay. So, good afternoon. Welcome to the Adam Friedland Show. Live via satellite, we got Nick Mullen, and we are joined by Riley Walker, multi-Grammy, Platinum Award-winning, the writer of Umbrella by Rihanna, actually.
Yeah,
you know that he did that?
Did you really?
Yeah, it was my idea to do the Ella, Ella, Ella part.
Yeah.
I put my kids through college with that.
About an umbrella.
Well, it's actually about a risky gay sex act, but it
yeah it comes from firsthand experience.
It's called The Umbrella. Yeah.
Is that for real?
Yeah, I think so.
It's about going to Grand Central and blowing people anonymously.
I can't tell. You guys are such master prank artists. I can't tell what I'm being pranked and when.
Yeah. I think that is a good lesson about pranking. It's like, if you prank too much, then, like, you kind of, you kind of will alienate
you. What is the umbrella about? Do black people use umbrellas?
I think they do in New Orleans style, like funeral marches and stuff.
Yeah, but then it comes with a trombone.
Yeah. There's a jazz aspect to it. It is kind of like it's kind of the silent jazz instrument. Would you say that as a musician, Riley?
A trombone is the silent jazz?
No, the umbrella.
Yeah, the umbrella has a big part in jazz history for sure. Yeah, documented.
Yeah. And so, Riley.
Tell everybody that you got a guitar.
Yeah. Actually, the guitar is on stage right now.
It's a really small bodied guitar, kind of for, I'd say, like tweens.
Yeah, if anyone doesn't know, Sam Ash is going out of business in Midtown Manhattan.
Don't fucking tell them, dude. I swear to God, if one of these fucking podcast losers buys that sousaphone before me because you blew up the Sam Ash sale, we're done, pal.
He was literally staring at a sousaphone for like 20 minutes. He's like, dude, we gotta get this for the studio. It's a business expense.
Yeah, you can lay it down. Yeah.
Well, it makes more sense than a stupid guitar. You bought a child's guitar.
Yeah, it's a tween. It's like a tween guitar.
Yeah. It's like for girls that are like want to learn Lana Del Rey.
Mm-hmm. Do women still play the ukulele? Is that a thing?
It's prevalent. Yeah, so, they do really so well. Funny, they do like
now like we're all old. Like we're all millennials and we're old now. Yeah. So there's a bitch that's just like 35, just nasty. Basically a senior citizen. It's like playing a ukulele, wondering if it's still cute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird that that's the type of person you can be now?
Yeah, she's a...
Is menopausal ukulele player. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of like a fat Zooey Deschanel style.
Not even fat, dude. Not even.
Oh.
In fact, on paper, still incredibly hot.
I mean, any girl is beautiful to me.
Yeah, but too old.
Too old.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Too old. I'm sorry. What am I going to do with a 35-year-old? Your eggs are probably covered in cobwebs by now. And Kusty's like the Addams Family house.
Oh, Nick, I think I gotta stop you right there. I just want to tell our audience.
I think I might have poisoned myself. I just had something called Carolina Kettle Cooked Coastal Crab Boil Potato Chips with a can of Mountain Dew, and I don't think these two are supposed to combine.
Really? Oh, yeah, you're in Raleigh, North Carolina right now.
I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I would invite you guys, to the show, but unfortunately they are sold out completely.
Are they?
And no, not even close.
Yeah, no.
I'm looking at. I got the ticket counts. This might be the worst weekend yet since.
It's solidarity. I know that feeling very well.
What's the smallest audience you performed for?
Just the sound guy.
Just the sound guy.
Yeah.
See, Riley's from a DIY ethic.
Yeah, I'm punk.
So we feel like failures. Riley's like, this is actually makes me, I'm a better artist because I don't have fans.
Yeah, because I suck and can't.
Because
I can't manifest money. I'm a great person.
It makes me actually a real one.
Yeah.
Riley, let's say this happens, right? Let's say that this episode blows up, right?
People are gonna blow up.
It's not.
People are like, Riley is the best podcaster in the entire world.
Right? Yeah,
it could be.
And then you go start your own podcast, and you're making just a shit ton of money podcasting.
I wish.
And then you're like, okay, well, I guess I can't really tour right now because I got to focus on podcasting. And then 6 years go by, right? Uh-huh. And then your fans who know you as a podcaster. They go, oh, well, Riley used to play music. And then the podcast starts to, the fat guy leaves. The fat guy leaves.
And you're like, oh, boy.
And you're like, oh, well, I can't do the podcast anymore. I guess I'll go back to playing music.
Yeah.
And you go play music, and then the entire podcast audience realizes you were lying about knowing how to play music the entire time. that's sort of the situation we're in.
Which reminds me, guys, about Babbel. Guys,
you fucking whore.
What's the best way to learn a language? Immersion, living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards, you can still learn a language the second best way, and that's with Babbel. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list.
If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. You know, actually, yeah. Riley, I want to learn Arabic so I can learn the term I'm sorry.
Shukriya. Thank you.
Oh, well, I need to learn sorry.
Assalam.
I always imagined that the Tower of Babel, the language that everyone spoke, if you just look at the biblical names, the language that people spoke probably sounded something like Delta Blues scat before the tower was smashed.
Uh-huh.
Like everybody was kind of going around just doing like a sub dub Nebuchadnezzar's
Thulia. Yeah. You know? Who and That's who smashed that tower? Was it Muhammad Atta?
Yeah, very cool, Adam. You know what's funny? I was on the plane on the way here.
Yeah.
I was thinking about a couple of things. I was texting people about it. There was an Indian guy. It's like probably like a 6-year-old Indian man with his shoes and socks completely off.
Uh-huh.
Just trying to just cruise into the cockpit looking for the bathroom. And I love guys like, where they're like, oh, no, you can't go in there. That's like a crime.
Uh-huh.
And then they have to pull into the bathroom. But just the way guys like that just make themselves like completely comfortable with his shoes off.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I don't want to say it on the show. But, texting about how it's like, it's like, you know, I'm not going
to
say it on the show.
Okay, so fast forward to the end of 2024.
Because then I'm making fun of, like, I'm making jokes, right? And then it's like, you know, they go to tackle him, and then I explain to him, like, no, he's Indian.
He's Indian, he's not Muslim.
He's not Muslim or whatever. And I'm making the jokes like that, saying terrorists and stuff on my phone with my friend, you know. And I'm like, oh, well, I hope the people behind me can't see my phone. You know, because then I also, in that conversation, I pitched a sketch where it's like, it's 9/11, right? And like the hijackers have already taken over the plane, you know?
Yeah.
So the hijackers have taken over the plane. And then some guy stands up. He's like, this is bullshit. This is our lives. And we're going to sit here and be cowards. And then people are like, yeah, this guy's right. And he's like whipping them up into a frenzy. He's like, we're going to take things into our own hands.
Uh-huh.
We're not just going to sit. He's like, what, are we going to just sit here and let these fucking faggots steal our plane?
Whoa.
And then everybody, he kind of just looted. Then everybody's sort of just looking out the window.
Everyone's like, this guy's a homophobe.
He's a bigot.
He's a bigot.
He's a bigot because he's calling 9/11.
The moral of the story is that everyone dies because they didn't they didn't want to help a bigot.
Right. Yeah, that's the joke. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty good. What do you think about that, Riley?
I think it's great that people are standing up to hate.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
In the sketch.
Adam.
Yeah.
Adam, don't no sell my sketch idea.
I didn't no sell it, dude. I was like,
okay. So what's the premise here? You know what the premise is.
I get it. The premise is that it's complicated. Life is complicated, you know? Sometimes you think you're standing up to bigotry, and then you die in 9/11, and then the towers crumble.
Excuse me, but the correct response was ha-ha, not, oh.
I was laughing.
Oh, yeah.
You can't see it because you're on speakerphone. Fast forward to the end of 2024, think of your goals. What can you do right now to give yourself the best chance of succeeding? If you want to learn a new language, you absolutely should get Babbel. Do you know any other languages, Riley?
No.
No. Did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. And then there's a sound effect for Babbel, which we're going to, in post.
Let's start the ad read over. Is Pete switching?
Pete? Yeah, Pete's switching.
So let's now clean break, start the ad read.
Now, okay.
We'll erase. Let's leave it in because I want my sketch idea in the episode.
No, it's good. It's worth leaving in.
But I don't want to deal with them whining.
With them about the 9/11 and then slur.
So
yeah.
The ad read and then I'll finish.
We got in trouble with another sponsor.
Sure.
We're going to maybe talk about later in the show. Guys, what's the best way to learn a language? Immersion. Living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards, you can still learn a language the second best way, and that's with Babbel. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. And if that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Fast forward to the end of 2024, think of your goals. What can you do right now to give yourself the best chance of succeeding? If you want to learn a new language, you absolutely should get Babbel. So did you know that learning actually makes a sound? And then in post, we'll put the sound in. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel. So guys, here's the deal, folks. Here's the deal. What we are offering for fans of our show, we are offering access to more than 13,000 hours of learning content, and you can browse more than 20,000 classes offered every single month. So here's the deal, guys. For a limited time, to our listeners, right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for listeners at babbel.com/TAFS. Okay, so that's 55% off at Babbel, BABBEL.com/TAFS, spelled BABBEL.com/TAFS. Rules and restrictions may apply. Thank you. All right, we're back, Nick. Are you there?
Yeah.
We're back with Riley Walker.
Hey, Ari Shaffir's in town. They got a John Madden bus, and I'm trying to get on that bus.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you should get Riley's a big fan of Ari, actually.
I'll let Ari know if I can get him. Well, he's like, I'm like, where are you at? He's like, we just finished at Walmart. I'm like, well, like, I'm not gonna call Lyft to your bus.
Yeah. You know, well, but well, yeah. Where is the bus?
Just fucking come pick me up in the goddamn bus.
Yeah, it moved.
They have a bus?
They got a John Madden bus. Yeah.
What do you mean a John Madden bus?
Like a RV.
Oh, okay. For what?
For just
to drive.
Yeah,
drive around.
Driving around, doing bits, podcasting.
Oh.
Psychedelic mushrooms.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Girls.
Wow.
Mad girls.
Uh-huh.
Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That comedians can just afford to do that shit. That's insane.
Sorry.
How are you all so rich? It fucking.
Sorry.
It fucking blows my mind.
Anyways, okay.
Sorry,
dude. This like we've got some distance from the average. So,
okay.
Anyways, I'm pitching this sketch idea, you know, about this guy that keeps like digging this hole deeper. And he's like, we're gonna let some fucking sand homo, you know.
And he thinks that they're also gay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I'm texting this stuff on, you know, and I'm like, oh man, I hope the people behind me can't see what I'm texting.
Yeah, because you're saying a lot of risque stuff.
Right, yeah, but like, imagine you're on a plane and you see someone saying, like, terrorism and bomb and hijack.
And slurs.
Yeah. Well, hold on. You see terrorism and bombing and
okay.
hijacking, and
sorry.
You get worried. And then you see the N-word and the F-slur, and you're like, oh, thank God, they're a patriot. You're like, oh, my God, thank God, I was worried. This guy wasn't an American. This guy wasn't a proud American.
Oh, thank God. He's a good old boy. And that, Riley, is how you make the big bucks.
Yeah.
That's how we make the big bucks, dude.
The worst that's going to happen is he's going to get into a passive-aggressive fit with the flight attendant about putting his seatbelt on.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, and think that, like, COVID is still happening and that they want to give him a vaccine.
Before the plane went down in Shanksville, the guy said, let's roll.
Yeah, let's roll is pimp.
Yeah, let's roll is really, yeah.
Yeah.
I was imagining too, right? Like, because, you know, that Indian guy went to get up and I'm like, I wonder if that word bothers anybody. And then I thought about how sometimes, like, racism is good, you know? Because, like, I know when a guy is, like, Hindu. I can tell the difference between a Sikh and a Hindu, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that one's pretty easy. But it's like, you know, so it's like, okay, you're sitting next to, like, an old lady, right? And she's, like, you know, nervous because she sees this Indian guy heading towards the cockpit. And then you explain to her, you're like, oh, actually, you see that bracelet? That means that he isn't Muslim. He's actually, you know, he's either Hindu or he's Sikh. And they have actually been at war with the Mujahideen for a very long time. That's actually
yes.
the number one guy you want in the cockpit if Muslims were to attack. And uh-huh. she's like, oh, my God, thank you. And then I see that the Indian guy is actually going to the bathroom, and I'm like, no! Stop him! No, get down, everybody, get down!
That was pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I'm glad you had the space away from the read to get that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so those guys are partying on a bus, they're not gonna let you on?
I just said, okay, well, we'll be at the Improv in an hour. It's only 15 minutes from you.
So go meet them.
And I don't know if that means we'll pick you up in the bus, or again, like, I'm not calling.
Meet you means meet you at the Improv.
Dude, if your fucking hotel has wheels on it, what is the point? Okay, we got the bus, and now it's parked.
It's a good opportunity to join an e-bike program.
Yeah. Why don't you take one of those little Lime scooters?
Why don't they just pick me up in the John Madden bus?
I don't know. That sounds like a you and Ari issue.
Yeah, well, if I had a John Madden bus and my friend was in town 10 minutes away, you know, it'd be like, they're not driving it, dude. They have a driver. There's a guy who just drives the bus.
He's a professional driver.
Right. Just be like, hey, go here.
A slave, if you will.
I wish I hadn't eaten those chips.
What do you take on the road? You don't take an RV?
No, I've never graduated that level. Just vans. Church vans.
You still drive your van around the city?
No, I sold it to some pipe fitter in Queens.
Come on, you can't say that. Especially after what Nick said about those Muslims on the plane.
Well, this guy was Eastern European.
Oh, a pipe fitter is a job.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought
it was. Did you think that was a slur? Oh, you thought it was like a pejorative slur.
A homophobic slur.
No, like a legit, like, Ukrainian dude.
Oh.
Who had like three teeth.
That's
and
a good
like.
Good job being a pipe fitter.
It's a great job.
What do they do?
They
install PVC.
Pipes. Oh, you know what? I confuse pipe fitter with butt pirate.
It's because you're sick.
Yeah, I'm sick in the
You're
head.
Perverted.
I'm fucking sick.
Because you've never worked a blue-collar job in your life, you fucking...
What are you fucking talking about, dude? I was on the blue-collar comedy tour.
He has a fluffer.
I was sucking Bill Ingvold's
dick. You got
dick.
Foxworthy down in there?
I'd suck Ingvold, and then I'd go... They call it skiing, where you do a double hand job.
Yeah, I know.
I'd go skiing on Foxworthy and tater salad. Ron White, tater salad. Legend, dude.
Yeah.
Last night I got my ass eaten by a 5-year-old. That's my favorite Ron White.
He's the best.
Yeah. I turned around and I said, how old are you, sweetie? 22, 23? She pulls her mouth off my ass and she says, I'm 5. Fucking five.
Just crushing.
Well, I guess I'll see you at the probation here.
Oh, that's a good tag.
It's funny. I went back and
he drinks brandy.
I
thought it was whiskey.
Maybe it's whiskey. I don't know.
Oh, whatever.
I imagine it as a kind of more of like a fancy boy.
He drinks Crevassier.
It's crazy how him and Hillary Clinton are just kind of merging into the same person.
That is kind of true.
Yeah.
There's that, and then there's, they say Yasser Arafat and Ringo Starr were pretty much the same person.
They do look the same. Those are the two. Those are the two that people
No, and Scottie Pippen and Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. No, Osama bin Laden looks like somebody, but it's not... He was a handsome guy.
He's a great-looking guy.
Yeah.
Hell of a good looking guy. You think he's handsome or no?
Osama bin Laden, one of the sexiest people ever, yeah.
Yeah, I think, and he had a big one too, apparently.
Had to, yeah.
SEAL Team 6 said he had one of the biggest ones
ever. Yeah, that was the thing they shot that killed him. They shot him in the dick.
That was famously, he was looking at, he had 10 porn screens up, like the architect.
Yeah.
He was masturbating. And apparently he hid behind a naked woman that he just uses as a shield.
Yeah, SEAL Team 6 knocked on the door. He's like, don't come in.
Come on, bro.
Give me 1 minute. He like turned the faucet on to make it sound like he was showering.
I'm baiting.
Yeah, don't come in.
Didn't they throw his body into like the Red Sea?
They threw it into, I thought the Atlantic Ocean, yeah, but they threw it in the ocean.
Yeah, they put cement in a bag.
Even better, dude. Imagine you're just like, you're some like, just Italian fucking faggot looking for octopus, you know, and you...
I think that's in the Mediterranean, but yeah.
No, Italy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah, guy, like a Geppetto-style guy with his little boy, and they're on the boat, and
right,
it's dawn.
Yeah, and you pull up Osama bin Laden on the reel, and then you take it to your impoverished village, and you're just trying to sell. Somebody probably ate
you fillet it.
I guarantee somebody probably, some fucking weird European freak probably ended up eating Osama bin Laden.
They do that. They eat like snails and Osama bin Laden and stuff out there.
No, you yeah, in a French restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, this is a delicacy. Wait, Riley. Dude, you're going to love this, Riley. I got to talk about something with you. Do you know about a product called Blue Chew?
I've heard of it.
Riley, have you used a product called Blue Chew?
I've ingested it.
Well, guess what? You're part of a very big club of gentlemen who have used this product. And this episode is actually sponsored by Blue Chew.
It's great.
So let's...
They should make one for girls called Red Chew. And it's...
Nick, we got it. Last time we did Blue Chew, we got it.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay, so we'll start again. Yeah, we'll start again. Last time we did a read, Nick and I kind of, I mean, we've been, as you know, you know the show, we've been doing reads for these guys for years, and finally we'd crossed the line.
Yeah, you gotta be nice.
Yeah, we've said plenty of horrific things, but this one really crossed the line.
What'd you say?
It was something to do with.
Oh, come
Israel
on.
Jesus. All right, we could even cut that from the show. But guys, let's start the ad now. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go. Do you remember those days? I barely do.
Small frame of time.
Do you remember those days, Nick?
What?
When you were always ready to go?
Literally,
yeah. No, it never happened. I've never been hard. Guys, now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra. Which one you go with, Riley? All three.
Yeah, combo.
Yeah, kind of combo.
Yeah, yeah. He's after a nice breakfast, yeah.
Yeah.
Not on an empty stomach.
You can on an empty stomach.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Because your penis get hungry.
Yeah.
But in a chewable tablet, and that is at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, any day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. Okay, here's the deal, guys. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. You can discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And for our listeners, we have a special deal. Have you done this deal? You did the deal.
Promo code.
Okay, you did the deal. Riley's done the deal, Nick.
Yeah.
Riley did the deal from us. So we got Riley. Okay. So try Blue Chew free when you use your promo code TAFS at checkout. Just pay $5 in shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code TAFS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. And now we're back to the show. Live via satellite, Nick Mullen. We got Riley Walker, guitar god. Mr. Guaranteed 11 inches. What were we talking about? Yeah, Nick, did I ever tell you I opened for Riley and it was a disaster?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
Really?
Yeah, I thought you were pretty funny.
I bombed, dude.
No.
I was like, dude, I forgot about that, what an indie rock crowd is. There was like I forgot that like 2009 to 2012, garage rock was just very male and white.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And no gay people even.
No, it's pretty insular.
Gay dropped in 2013 or something.
2013.
Yeah. That's when gay.
Yeah, that's when Pitchfork allowed
that's
it.
That's when gay started.
Yeah.
When do you think gay started, Nick?
I don't know. I guess it's remember when we went to that coffee shop your band's from, and then suddenly the last straight barista was now
Yeah. I remember that. It was like overnight.
Yeah, it was just shocking to me because, like, look, we live in Brooklyn. I understand that going to a coffee shop, 50 to 80% of the baristas are going to be gay. Or some type of new gay that involves squishmallows and cat ears. Like, I understand that, you know? But there was one guy there that was just, you know, he was just...
He'd wear, like, Dockers.
Wait, he looked like he liked the books, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Seems like he read one too many books, you know?
You know those glasses that are only for people that are like read too many books? Like the very thin wire.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Those
kind of like Russian revolutionary glasses.
Yes. Snob glass. Like, yeah, I don't even know where they get them. They look like, yeah, exactly.
I'm a Bolshevik, actually.
Right. Wartime kind of glasses. Uh-huh. He was one of those guys. And then we went in there one day and he had like a clown's makeup on and necklaces and
he was really just changed his whole vibe.
Yeah, I mean it looked like he had just been to Mardi Gras, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe he did.
And I said to myself, I guess everyone's gay now.
Yeah. Anyway, so Riley, you have a show that just premiered at South by Southwest. It's going to be
or something, yeah.
Or something. And you want to tell us about it? What's
not
that?
Really.
Why not? Come on, dude.
I don't know.
This is the business here. And if you want to get into my business of making shmonies, you have to be like, oh, I really want to tell you about this exciting new project and stuff.
I don't want to pitch anything.
Why? But you're not pitching it. It's already been picked up.
I don't really want to do that.
Why?
I don't know.
Because you're humble?
I'm humble.
So, okay, would you rather play...
I'm not going to play either.
La Bamba for me, or tell
Can
us about
your
show.
Can you even afford the rights to such a song?
I don't know. It's a cover.
That kid fucking died in a plane crash in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
it's
he's
not
dead.
Really funny to make fun of him.
He's dead, dude. You can
He
take...
fucking got wiped out in a plane crash. Not funny
you
to...
You can play any Big
not
Bopper
Not funny to do
want.
That on a comedy show.
Why was he called the Big Bopper? Because he used to get bopped off?
Yeah, he used to get bopped off. Yeah, he'd be in like a Cincinnati radio station getting bopped off by like a...
Hello, babe.
Yeah. Yeah, the Big Bopper.
Nick, who's your favorite out of those guys that died in the plane crash?
When the music died?
The day the music died.
The Big Bopper. Everyone's choice is the Big Bopper.
No, mine was Richie Valens, more of a Chicano, kind of Southern California. That's my background.
Have you seen La
Bamba? With Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that movie. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
You liked it?
It's fine.
Have you seen the Doors movie?
Yeah, the Doors movie rules.
The Doors movie is awesome.
Oliver Stone.
I kind of want to watch it after this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kilmer at his peak.
I love
insanely that. Perfect nipples.
Dude, he's so handsome.
He looks so fucking good.
Yeah. That's kind of like the most, that's the fastest, like, hot guy to fat guy.
He's spiraling.
Rock star spiral.
His brain, like, melted in the late 90s. Like, something didn't happen.
No. I'm talking about Morrison. Morrison, they were a band for, like 11 minutes.
Yeah, and he got super fat.
The Doors existed for 18 months.
Yeah.
And he was just a fat, he was like Marlon Brando. By
so
the time
fat.
He
was, like, eating all the poetry he was writing.
His poems are really good.
They suck.
They have really good poems, dude.
Good. Shout out to Robbie Krieger.
Yeah, love Robbie.
Love the Krieg.
Love Krieg.
Is that what this is now, an indie rock music podcast?
Yeah, we're kind of doing a VH1 Storyteller.
We're doing a VH1 Storytellers about how fat Jim Morrison is.
Nick, do you have what's your favorite song?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Tequila.
Can you play Tequila for Nick?
Tequila?
Yeah, Ari Shaffir is not picking him up in the bus. Just
Do you have the copyright to that? You're going to get flagged.
No, it's not because it's a cover, dude. Don't worry. That didn't.
Tequila.
No, okay, do the whole thing.
No, I don't know Tequila's.
Dude, I thought you know every song.
No, I don't.
I told Nick.
Sorry, I can't yes and this right now.
All right, fuck, man. Okay.
No, dude, so this is major news, Adam. You just got mentioned on the Joe Rogan show.
I did.
He's going to grind you up into creatine.
The longest, it's a 5.5 hour podcast.
And they say the full name, Adam Dean Friedland.
Dude, they said that, halfway through, Joe asked for complete silence. And then Mark Norman goes, Adam Dean Friedland.
And then what
did... And then they go back to doing the rest of the show. This is going to change things for us.
They didn't say anything about, like, that if I'm a good guy or not, if they like me?
No, no. They just... Everyone stopped for a second. And it's like one of Norman's eyes turned red. I think he had a stroke. And he said your name. Mm. It's at the 19-hour-and-35-minute mark of a 482-hour podcast.
Man. The man is a machine. I mean, Joe can just go for hours and hours. I wonder how he fucks. I mean, like, he's got to be, like, he's got to last, like... I mean, he's podcasting so much, he probably has to squeeze in fucking, like,
did
real...
Did you watch this latest Rogan with the all those guys on there?
No, I didn't see it. Did you?
I'm sorry. No, I saw that you were mentioned. I watched 5 minutes of it.
What are they riffing on?
I don't know. I don't understand why they're wearing the sunglasses. They look like the California Raisins.
They're probably smoking weed.
Yeah, maybe that's a thing.
Joe loves hitting...
I'm not all about silly outfits.
Yeah, Nick, you dress pretty normal.
I think you should take podcasting seriously.
You're one of the normalest dressers in comedy.
Yeah.
What is that?
Hey, what should I have for lunch? I think I fucked myself up with these chips and the Diet Mountain Dew.
Quest Bar, Luna Bar, Barbecue, Carolina Barbecue.
Is Questlove, did he name himself after his love of Quest Bar?
Yeah, he's like, I like the birthday cake Quest Bar from the deli so much, I'm going to make that my name.
Yeah. It's pretty funny story.
Yeah, only 4 grams of net carbs, so he like really wanted to get in on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, Riley knows a lot about rock history. So.
And net carbs.
Are you getting...
What's Questlove's deal? He's like, he just plays like a snare drum. He just sits there with a snare drum and that's his whole thing?
Well, I think he has other... he's got toms.
He's a hip-hop historian, a documentary filmmaker.
Yeah.
So he's like Neil deGrasse Tyson, kind
of. Yeah, they do...
Yeah, he knows a lot about space.
Do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think... Have you ever seen them in the same room at the same time?
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
I wouldn't know.
I always confuse those guys.
I've had to go in for police lineups a couple of times. Uh-huh. Having been robbed and sexually assaulted a bunch here in Brooklyn.
Really?
And every time I say, I don't know, all of them?
Yeah. We can't, oh man.
Every single one of them?
No, but wouldn't 4 of them be innocent?
I can't stop eating these chips.
So I mean, Riley doesn't want me to mention it, but he does have a show potentially.
It's just coming out later this year. It's with the funny interviews.
With the who? Who's it with?
The Robert De Niro shit thing you were doing?
Yeah, me and Robert De Niro.
So what is it called? It's called the Riley.
Riley Walker and Friends. It comes out later this year on TV.
It's called You Talking to Me.
And Robert De Niro's in it, or
Robert De Niro stars in it.
He plays.
It's a new vehicle for him, where he plays me, an indie rock musician, uh-huh, trying to find his voice.
Is this narrative or documentary?
A docufilm.
Really?
Yeah, docufilm.
And you like meet other rockers on the road?
Meet other rockers on the road.
Who do you got in the mix?
You'll have to watch and see.
You could tell us one. Maybe.
No.
Now, let me ask you this, Riley, because you just said you are in a sort of like a domestic partnership with a Mexican-American pipe fitter.
Yeah.
Right.
And he sold the van.
Oh, okay. So you had to sell the van.
And it was an Eastern European, I should say.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever it was. But what some might say, dire straits, right? Mm-hmm. And,
Money for nothing. Yeah.
Now, we.
I don't know who it's with.
We spent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Uh huh.
Making a show, and we have gotten no offers.
Yeah. Well, the main reason I asked you on is to see if you can maybe tell them.
Oh, so I can sell Apple Corps, your TV show?
So you're so good at selling.
We're doing you a favor. We're bringing you on the show.
Yeah, this is huge for you.
Now you got to scratch our backs. You go march right in the office and you say, either you buy my friend's show.
Or I stick this knife in my neck.
I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah.
I will find every woman in this office and kill her. Just to make the men think they're safe.
Yeah.
And then
I'm coming for the men.
Yeah. And it's getting fucking, I got a cup of acid. And
I'm going to acid blind every male in here.
I've got a turkey baster and a cup full of acid, and I'm putting just a drop of battery acid in everyone's penis tip. Just in the tip, and you'll rot from the inside out.
I stick their dick in battery acid?
Yeah.
No, you have a turkey baster, and you withdraw a little.
Oh, I enjoy, okay.
Yeah, you like squeeze and then squeeze it into the dick hole. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it rots the inside of their dick out first, and it goes to their mind.
You don't even have to worry about it, because as soon as they hear these threats, they're going to say, where do I sign?
Where's my checkbook?
Yeah.
Where's my checkbook?
Where's my
blank
checkbook?
Yeah. What's your passion project?
Listen, this is a direct threat on my life and every woman and man that I work with, but you've got panache. And I can't imagine.
You ever been in a limo, kid?
Have you ever been in a limo?
No.
No.
Never
Nick,
once.
Have you?
A limo?
Yeah.
I want to say I have, but now I can't recall a single instance where I've been in a limousine.
You didn't go to prom in a limo?
I don't think I've ever been in a limo.
Remember in Home Alone 2 when he rides a limousine around New York?
Yeah, so cool.
When I was a child, that was my biggest dream in the world.
To have a cheese pizza in a limo and have no parents?
Ride a limousine around New York.
Dead parents. Yeah.
But no, I don't think I've actually been in a stretch limo.
How about this, dude? Ari Shaffir is having all this fun in a John Madden bus. And first of all, it's a little rude to you because you've talked about John Madden buses for a while, that you want to get one. It's a passion of yours. He's kind of rubbing it in your face, saying, take an Uber here. You know, like, how about you get back to...
Stepping on my market, dude. I mean, he's doing shows here this weekend. And I've had an ongoing problem of respect that I'm doing. From HBO, from...
You can't get none. You can't get no respect.
From HBO.
So how about this, dude?
Ours, if you're from John Madden.
So, listen, the world is against us. The industry is against us. Riley's against us. Pete, I don't trust. I mean, he's doing a great job so far, but I'm never going to fully trust him. But
he's
guess what?
Fucking anti-Semites, dude.
Mr. Hashimoto is... I'm cool with him, okay? But guess what? When you come back, you and me, Monday morning... 9 a.m., we're renting a limo, and we're going to just ride around New York City. We're going to live out that dream.
No, what we're going to do is shoot another digital short, no matter what. That's the other thing, too.
I announced. Are you there?
Yeah, you told me to shut up, basically.
Oh, I said I already announced it, just in case you were worried.
No, okay, so I'm quiet.
No, talk about the digital shorts. I'm sure people are...
No.
This reminds you of being in bands, you know?
Just the constant bitching back and forth. Can't come to terms on anything.
Kind of like a.
Oh wow! I didn't realize that you played in the Adam Friedland band.
Yeah, we rocked. Yeah, we just got signed.
Yeah, we're kind of like a Liam and Noel kind of style.
Yeah, we're Liam and Noel.
Can you start titling our podcast "The Joe Rogan Experience" on YouTube?
Yeah, just to get his attention?
No, to steal some of his audience.
Or we could just, on the thumbnail image, just put Joe.
Just add him to the show and call it the Joe Rogan Experience. Because look, who knows how much longer the Joe Rogan bump's going to be worth anything.
Dude, he's getting pretty big right now, but I don't know, you know. What goes up must come down, you know?
Exactly.
It's just gravity.
I love that you have to tell yourself that. When there's been extended periods of no going up at all, you're like, yeah, well, these guys are, no, they'll be fine.
They're going to go down.
They'll die happy with hundreds of millions of dollars.
And surrounded by a family who loves them. Yeah. All right, guys. Yeah. I want to talk about March Madness. Are you excited about March Madness?
Definitely.
Okay. If you're still on the hunt for a sportsbook to call home and bet on the nonstop action of March Madness, you hung up.
That was it.
I was okay.
It was really funny.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
He really goes there, that guy.
Yeah, he's great. I think, it's been funny so far.
Bet on the nonstop action of March Madness with MyBookie. Enter bracket contest for a chance to take home prizes of up to $25,000 to pick from a huge selection of straight bets, props, and odds boosts. Whatever your style, MyBookie makes it easy to play your way and get paid. Sign up now, take advantage of our generous welcome offer to score a massive first deposit bonus of up to $1,000. And all you have to do is claim the promo code TAFS. But if the fun, the fun don't stop there, Riley. Get up to the minute odds, free bets, and expert predictions to help you decide who to put your money on. So the best part about MyBookie, you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere. You can bet anything. Oh, bet on anything. Now you can bet anything.
You can bet on anything.
You can't just bet. I want to bet my cum. I'm gonna put it all on black.
Yeah, come on black. Yeah.
I want to put all my...
Yeah.
Use promo code TAFS to secure your limited time welcome bonus today. Thank you. So you were telling me that crazy story from back in the day before the show started.
Where the streets have no name. Where the streets have no name. Still building in vain. Song's about how he's blacked out on Xannies and didn't know where he was.
Oh, Bono.
Yeah, Bono.
Yeah.
I heard Bono sneezes.
Does he?
Yeah.
Heavy. He does bag.
Oh, dude, Graham, a night.
What about The Edge?
Yeah, The Edge is fucked up. Everybody knows that.
Really?
Yeah, The Edge is fucked up.
I thought The Edge just beats, but doesn't.
Yeah, it's about edging, obviously.
Yeah,
such a gimme, you know. Yeah, he was like proto.
That's a classic rock joke.
Yeah, this is like the late 70s before edging was even like a thing. He was like beating off and like getting to the limit, and he's just like, I have to stop.
Yeah. And then, like, Richard Gere saw it and was like, I'm going to take that up one notch.
Yeah, and he put a rat up his ass.
I'll do it with a rodent in my ass.
Yeah, which is totally, par for the course these days. It's totally chill now.
Yeah.
You know.
So if you could, like, make your perfect guitarist, you put a little bit of the edge.
A little bit of the edge.
You put a little bit of what? The Johnny Marr?
A little bit of Johnny Marr.
You don't like the Smiths.
Not a huge Smiths fan.
Why not?
I don't know. Just a lot of bitching, I guess. I mean, I can't say anything that has been said.
But you know that they speak to Mexican-American culture. They have like
I think they do have a big Latino fan base. Yeah.
It's
great.
They love that and Tweety Bird.
They love Tweety Bird?
Like t-shirts with like gangster Tweety
Bird. I just associate Tweety Bird with like I'd go to the water park when I was a kid and like really fat chicks would have like a Tweety Bird tattoo on their foot.
It was kind of a fat chick thing.
Yeah, you know.
You know what I found out like later in life and it felt weird? Not like I was trying to fuck Tweety Bird, but.
Yeah, you were.
I found out I was a guy.
Tweety Bird's a guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was like, I thought it was like.
It just felt.
I didn't know if it was a guy or a girl. I never even thought of it.
I wasn't trying to fuck Tweety Bird.
I wasn't perverted when I was a kid. I don't know.
Yeah. What's the number one cartoon you'd fuck?
Tommy Pickles. Still. The Jewish American Family.
Yeah, I know. They had a Passover special.
Yeah, early representation for you.
I like staying under the radar. I don't like flashing.
You're hiding out. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like... Rugrats is living out loud a little too much.
Yeah. I like like the squish of Tommy Pickles' diapers.
I like being more closeted about my Judaism.
Or
addict about my Judaism.
Oh, Lord. Come on now.
Come on. I can make those jokes,
You can make those
jokes. Your family's 100% German.
Mine?
Yeah.
No, Walker's an English name. I don't know if I have much German in me.
Really?
Walker, Northern England.
Oh, from the north.
Yeah, blimey.
Northern England, like the factory records.
Yuck.
Oh, you're from York.
Lovely.
You're from like a coal town.
A coal town, yeah. Cross-eyed Anglo like drunks, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good people.
They get wasted early over there.
They get wasted early.
Because the bars close at like, what, midnight or something?
Yeah. So they get pretty
tipsy. By like 6, they're blacked.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nasty.
What's the most fun city to drink in from your days on the road?
I don't know. I'm just like a raging alcoholic, so probably just the van on the highway. Just like in the back seat alone. Like thinking about killing yourself?
I'd say Tokyo.
Yeah, Tokyo's a good place to drink too.
It is really
You can sick. Smoke inside.
Yeah,
it's pretty
you can
cool.
Smoke inside,
They're like bummed if you smoke outside.
Yeah. Well, I did when I was there with our boys, I was in Tokyo. We did I did Scar Tissue and karaoke.
Karaoke, yeah.
And I asked if they had Red Hot Chili Peppers and they were like they didn't know what it was. And then they were like, "Oh, the Red Chilies."
They call them the Red Chilies over there.
They're called the Red Chilies over there.
Very nice.
Yeah.
John Frusciante.
I crush Scar Tissue.
Yeah? You like John Frusciante?
I like
the Brown Bunny
the
soundtrack.
Solo, the,
the solo stuff where he came back from rehab and his voice was in falsetto.
Yeah, he kills it.
Why
Smile from the Streets You Hold.
That'd be so funny if you came back from rehab and you were like, hey, dude, what's up?
Yeah, and I had a lo-fi damage.
I'm living clean and sober now.
And I did the soundtrack for Brown Bunny, that movie where the dude got a blowjob.
I thought that Vincent Gallo did all of his own soundtracks.
Or maybe it was Vincent Gallo. No, I think John Frusciante had a hand in
that. They kind of look a little
similar. John Frusciante, call in.
What did Dave Matthews say? Nothing?
Never got back to me.
You know,
he's busy jamming. He's in the middle of a half-hour jam
we'll close
41.
Dude, he's ripping Ants Marching right now.
Yeah. Did you trip?
Bachelor
Were you party. Tripping?
I did Ice Cold Fatty.
You what?
I did Ice Cold Fatty.
Like a joint?
No, in the... After you go see a dead show, you go to the lot. You go to Shakedown Street.
Sure.
And that's really half the experience is the fucking...
They call it Gray Street in the Dave Matthews Caravan, yeah.
Gray Street?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because he has a song called Gray Street. Makes sense, right? Yeah.
I went to Shakedown and my one boy's sober and he's...
Nice.
But
he's like, a wharf rat.
But he's like I gotta show you the experience. He's like, I'm gonna get you an ice cold fatty.
Okay.
And it was a balloon.
Oh, you did a whip it.
Yeah. But then like the balloons guys were like, there was like a hippie guy that had two and he was doing it. He's like, this is the best part of my life, man.
Yeah. I did whippets before and I pissed my pants.
Really?
Yeah, I was sitting in a lawn chair doing whippets around a fire when I was in high school. And I did whippets and I just immediately started pissing my pants. Uh-huh. And I was like, it's beer. I spilled beer. Like, I had to, like, get out of it somehow.
And you got out of it? And
then I drove drunk home. Neon, neon.
What is that song?
John Mayer.
I don't know. Wow. So you could do any of his songs?
Yeah, I could play anything from the John Mayer songbook.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah. Including wearing a puka shell necklace and having like a shaved chest. Yeah, I can do it.
He shaves his chest?
He's got to, yeah. He's got a good body.
Yeah.
He's got a great body.
He did say that one thing in Playboy magazine.
What?
About how his dick is like David Duke.
He's got a white supremacist dick?
He was just basically like, he's not attracted to black women.
Oh, damn. He could have put that any other way.
That's a crazy
He could have put that any other way.
Yeah, my dick is like Adolf Hitler. What about you?
Who would my dick be compared to? Mm-hmm. Probably, who's the second guy in Garden State that's not the dude from Scrubs?
Mm. Maggie Gyllenhaal's husband.
Yeah, Maggie Gyllenhaal's husband's dick. Scarred. Yeah.
Why?
Just because, like, in the mid-2000s, really it, like, kind of went in this, like, quirky twee thing, you know? You know, like, it was, like, a serious sort of role player, you know, throughout the 90s. It was, like, very dedicated to the craft, learning, off-Broadway sort of small black box situations. And then in the mid-2000s, once the Shins dropped, it was, like, I'm twee now.
So, like, I don't know, like, could you maybe put Nick and I in touch with these guys?
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to work on it together. If you could get my music synced in it, then we could all sort of benefit from it equally.
Do you want to maybe write like a theme song maybe for the Adam Freeland Show?
Yeah, I could write a song for the Adam Freeland Show.
You want to just do it right now?
There's something in the way she moves, looks my way, calls my name. It's called Something in the Way She Moves.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, definitely influenced by James Taylor and Carole King.
Riley Walker, everyone. Thanks for watching.
Sorry, I'm not Nick. Thank you.
We love him.